Morning Watch, the Holy Word for Morning Revival. Book of Colossians, Week 5, A Living in Union with Christ. Colossians chapter 3, verse 12 through chapter 4, verse 18. Monday, Colossians 3, verses 12 through 15. Put on, therefore, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, inward parts of compassion, kindness, lowliness, meekness, long-suffering, bearing one another and forgiving one another. If anyone should have a complaint against anyone, even as the Lord forgave you, so also should you forgive. And over all these things put on love, which is the uniting bond of perfectness. And let the peace of Christ arbitrate in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body, and be thankful. Related verses. 1 John 4, verse 16, And we know and have believed the love which God has in us. God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. Colossians 2, verse 2, That their hearts may be comforted, they being knit together in love, and unto all the riches of the full assurance of understanding, unto the full knowledge of the mystery of God Christ. 1 Corinthians 13, verses 4 and 13. Love suffers long. Love is kind. It is not jealous. Love does not brag and is not puffed up. Verse 13. Now there abide faith, hope, love. These three, and the greatest of these is love. John 14, verse 27. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Do not let your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Romans 12, verse 10. Love one another warmly in brotherly love. Take the lead in showing honor one to another. 2 Corinthians 5, verses 14 through 15. For the love of Christ constrains us, because we have judged this, that one died for all, therefore all died. And he died for all, that those who live may no longer live to themselves, but to him who died for them and has been raised. Portions from the footnotes. Colossians 3, verse 12. Put on, therefore, as God's chosen ones. Note 1, referencing the word put. Put on here is in the sense of putting on a garment. Colossians 3, verse 12. Note 2, referencing the word holy. To be holy means to be not common or worldly, but separated unto God. Colossians 3, verse 13, bearing one another and forgiving one another. Note 1, referencing the word one, yourselves. Colossians 3, verse 13, note 2, referencing Lord. The forgiving Lord is our life and lives within us. Forgiving is a virtue of his life. When we take him as our life and person and live by him, our forgiving of others will be spontaneous. It will become a virtue of our Christian life. Colossians 3, verse 14, And over all these things put on love. Note 1, referencing the word love. God is love, 1 John 4, verse 16. Love is the very essence of God's being, the very substance of the divine life. Hence, to put on love is to clothe ourselves with the element of God's life. Such a love is a uniting bond and the combination of perfectness, completeness, and mature virtues. We need to put on not only the new man, but also the virtues of the new man, and to put on love over all the virtues. Colossians 3, verse 14, note 2, referencing the word perfectness or completeness. Colossians 3, verse 15, And let the peace of Christ. Note 1, referencing the word peace. The peace of Christ is Christ himself. By this peace, Christ has made the two peoples, the Jews and the Gentiles, one new man, and this peace has become a part of the gospel. We should let this peace arbitrate in our hearts for the body life. Colossians 3, verse 15, note 2, referencing the word arbitrate. Or umpire, preside, be enthroned as a ruler and a decider of everything. The arbitrating peace of Christ in our hearts dissolves the complaint mentioned in verse 13. Colossians 3, verse 15, note 3, referencing the word which refers to the peace of Christ. We were called to this peace in the one body of Christ. For the proper body life, we need the peace of Christ to arbitrate, to adjust, and to decide all things in our heart and our relationship with the members of his body. Colossians 3, verse 15, note 4, referencing the word also. That we were called to the peace of Christ should also be a motive for our letting this peace arbitrate in our hearts. Colossians 3, verse 15, note 5, referencing the word thankful. We not only should let the peace of Christ arbitrate in our hearts, but we also should be thankful to the Lord. In the body life, our hearts should always be in a peaceful condition toward the members and should be thankful to the Lord. Portions from the Life Study Messages. When the peace of Christ is enthroned in our hearts to be the unique umpire within us, we shall have peace with God vertically and with the saints horizontally. We praise the Lord that we are enjoying peace, and in this peace, the church life as a new man is preserved. As the peace of Christ arbitrates in our hearts, the renewing of the new man takes place continually. If we stay under the ruling of the enthroned peace of Christ, we shall not offend others or damage them. Rather, by the Lord's grace and with his peace, we shall minister life to others. The oneness in the local church and among the churches is not maintained by human endeavoring. It is maintained only by the arbitrating peace of Christ. The management and maintenance of the Lord's recovery are not our responsibility. All the churches and the recovery as a whole are under the arbitrating peace of Christ. In us, Christ is the supplying grace and the arbitrating peace. May we be encouraged to set our mind on the things above so that the heavenly transmission may bring the divine substance into our being for the renewing of the new man. Then Christ and the particular aspect of peace will arbitrate in our hearts, and the Lord will have a way to build up the new man and prepare the bride for his coming.